AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. On the brink of a sweep, the Lakers stayed alive with a Game 4 win over the defending champion Nuggets. Correspondent Mark Myers reports in Los Angeles.
In a game they had to win, the Lakers beat the Nuggets 119-108 to extend the series to a fifth game. The Lakers had lost 11 in a row to Denver, but they held the lead in this one from start to finish. LeBron James scored 30 points. Anthony Davis starred on both ends of the floor, scoring 25 points and grabbing 23 rebounds.
It's another challenge going to game five, in Denver. And we learned from, tonight what we did great, what we can be better at, and try to have some carryover going up there on Monday.
Nikola Jokic finished with a 33-point triple-double for the Nuggets. Denver is back home for Game 5 on Monday, now up 3-1.
Elsewhere in the NBA playoffs, the Thunder cruised to a 3-0 series lead over the Pelicans with a 106-85 win. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was one of Oklahoma City's three 20-point scorers with a game-high 24.
We have a lot of guys that can play a lot of positions, guys that play free, play aggressive, and that's kind of our style of basketball.
In the East, the Celtics' top two stars led the way in a 20-point Game 3 win in Miami. AP's Dave Ferry reports.
The Celtics have a 2-1 series lead after dominating the first half of a 104-84 rout of the Heat. Boston put together a 42-point second quarter to take a 63-39 lead into the locker room, putting together runs of 12-3, 11-0, and 20-8. Jaylen Brown had 22 points for the Celtics, who held Miami to 12 points in the first quarter.
I think just mindset. I think we put an emphasis on defense, trying to make them uncomfortable a little bit. They had a slow start. We had a good start on defense, and I think that kind of opened up the game.
Jason Tatum also had 22 points to go with 11 rebounds and 6 assists. Bam Adebayo had 20 points and 10 rebounds for the Heat, who host Game 4 on Monday.
And the Magic tied their first-round series against the Cavaliers at 2-2 with a 112-89 win, led by Franz Wagner's game-high 34 points and 13 rebounds.
I thought we got stops all second half. Even the first half, I thought we played good defense for the most part, but we had too many turnovers. So I thought in a second that we did a better job.
More on the latest in sports, including results from Saturday's Stanley Cup playoff games, coming up next. The Islanders won a double overtime thriller against the Hurricanes to avoid a first-round series sweep. AP's Dave Ferry has details.
Matt Barzal's second goal of the day gave the Islanders a 3-2 double overtime win over the Hurricanes, forcing a Game 5 Tuesday in Raleigh. Barzal redirected a shot at the point by Robert Bortuzzo 84 seconds into the second OT.
It's a great shot by Bobby, trying to just find a lane and throw it in an area where there's some bodies, and it's lucky bounce.
Both teams traded power play goals in the third period, with J.G. Pageau giving New York a 2-1 lead and Stefan Nason scoring with 5:57 left. Semyon Varlamov made 18 of his 42 saves in overtime to extend the game. Seth Jarvis also had a power play goal for the Canes, and Frederick Anderson finished with 33 stops.
The Bruins pushed the Maple Leafs to the brink of elimination with a 3-1 Game 4 win. Brad Marchand scored his third goal in the last two games in the second period to help give Boston a 3-1 series lead.
Everybody has that trust and belief in themselves that they're going to do their job and make the plays that are there and make the plays in front of them.
The Lightning struck the Panthers in Game 4 to avoid a sweep. Correspondent Walt Marsicano was on the scene in Tampa.
The Tampa Bay Lightning stay alive, winning Game 4 6-3 over the Florida Panthers Saturday. Led by their captain Steven Stamkos, the Lightning put up 3 goals in the first period. Stamkos said his team is taking the series now one game at a time.
We've just been talking about, okay, the odds aren't great being down 3-0, but 3-1, they're a little better. And hopefully next game it's 3-2, and then they become a little better. So that's how we're taking it.
A pushback by the Panthers in the second produced tallies from Carter Verhaeghe, Sam Reinhart, and Oliver Ekman-Larsson. Brandon Hagel would get a second of the game in the middle frame, which would prove to be the game winner. Stamkos finished with 2 goals, Braden Point a goal and 2 assists. Nikita Kucherov had 2 helpers.
And Wyatt Johnston scored his second of the night late in overtime as the Stars won for the first time in their series against the Golden Knights 3-2 in Game 3. Major League Baseball, the Guardians prevailed 4-2 in 11 innings against the Braves in a game featuring the team's with the two best records in the majors. Josh Naylor hit a tie-breaking RBI double to plate the winning run in the 11th. Cleveland manager Stephen Vogt.
He wants it. He wants the big moment. He wants to step up for his teammates. This is an unbelievable teammate, Josh Naylor, and he wants that for everybody, not just himself, and that's what makes him who he is.
The Red Sox pounded out 21 hits and scored a season-high 17 runs in the third-largest shutout victory in franchise history over the Cubs. Rookies say Don Raffaello was 4-for-4 with a career-high 7 RBIs, much to Boston manager Alex Cora's delight.
He swung at pitches in his zone. He didn't chase today, I don't think, and, it was a good one.
Yordan Alvarez clubbed a pair of 460-foot homers in the Astros' 12-4 rout of the Rockies in the MLB World Tour Mexico City Series. The Yankees pounded the Brewers 15-3, with Alex Verdugo hitting a three-run homer and driving in four. Pete Alonso became the fourth-fastest player to reach 200 career home runs with a two-run blast, but it came in a Mets 7-4 loss to the Cardinals. The Twins dismantled the Angels 16-5. The Orioles blanked the A's 7-0. The Dodgers doubled up the Blue Jays 4-2. The Reds were 8-4 winners over the Rangers. The Nats routed the Marlins 11-4. The White Sox outlasted the Rays 8-7 in 10 innings. The Phillies beat the Padres 5-1. The Mariners topped the Diamondbacks 3-1. Pirates over the Giants 4-3 in 10 innings. And the Tigers edged the Royals 6-5. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh, AP Sports.